With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Milton has rapidly intensified into a Category 5 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico and is now directly threatening the Tampa-St. Petersburg area. Roger Shulman, news director for Salem Communications in Tampa, Florida, tells the Salem Radio Network, Hurricane Milton has the potential for being extremely disastrous for Florida.
1921 was the last time it was hit. We had much less population back then, but the devastation was horrible. And if it happens again with that force of hurricane, we didn't know what the force was back then. We didn't have ways of measuring the wind. But if it hits here, it is going to be a hideous event.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that 51 counties in Florida are now under a state of emergency, and a pre-landfall declaration request has been made to FEMA in support of anticipation of the hurricane's arrival. Forecasters say that will happen on Wednesday. Hamas has fired rockets into Israel as mourners mark October 7, 2023. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hamas also said it attacked Israeli forces in different parts of Gaza on Monday. The Israeli military says three rockets were intercepted and a fourth fell in an open area. There were no reports of casualties or damage. The military adds it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into Monday to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. It said it targeted Hamas launch posts and underground military infrastructure. The fighting on the anniversary underscores the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive that's killed around 42,000 Palestinians, according to local medical officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the Nasdaq dropping 213, with the S&P 500 lower by 55. This is SRN News. A disturbing new poll from the United Kingdom.
More people believe that God does not exist than believe that he does in the UK. That's the finding of a multi-year study run by Queen's University Belfast. 42% of the British people now say they don't believe in God versus 37% who do. It is a stunning development in a nation with a rich Christian history. The faith first took hold in what is modern-day England in the 300s, and the embrace of Christianity there produced Methodism, Charles Spurgeon, the King James Bible, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish communities everywhere reacted with horror at last year's October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. But today's one-year commemoration of the assault hits home particularly hard in Pittsburgh's Jewish community, where a gunman carried out the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history, killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life synagogue. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slid after Treasury yields hit their highest levels since the summer and oil prices continued to climb. The S&P 500 fell 1%, though it's still close to its all-time high set a week ago. The Dow dropped 0.9% from its record set on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2%. Stocks felt pressure from jumping Treasury yields as traders ratchet back forecasts on how deeply the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rates following Friday's blowout jobs report. The Dow down 398 points to close at 41,954. The Nasdaq lost 214 to 17,923. The S&P 500 dropped 55 points to 5695. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.